let's take this as an example and say, okay, what can we now do as women, not just from Zimbabwe, but from all African countries here in Ham? What can we do to help ourselves, to empower ourselves, or even to help our sisters back home? When I say back home, I mean in Africa. This is what we should be asking ourselves now. You know?
And what is the outcome of the meeting?
Exactly. Now that's where we all come in now to put our heads. Okay, what can we do? Each and every one of us has something that they can do.
What is the benefits we are doing now?
Exactly. For me,
we have the ability to work.
Exactly. For me, right, I'm here. Maybe I'm not good at internet or recording or editing or what have you, but I'm learning how other people who are even in a worse position than I am, how they are trying hard, you know, to learn or to acquire from some skills. So that's my point. That's why I'm now saying we must use this as an opportunity now to sit down as women from different African countries to say, hey, what can you do? Mama Precious, what can you do? What are you good at? You know, Sukani, what are you good at? What can you do? You know, Monique, you know, Mama, what? Every one of us has something that they are good at. It doesn't have to be, you don't have to be a graduate. Mm-hmm. Every one of us has something that they can, maybe you can sing. Maybe you can preach. Maybe you can cook. Maybe you can organize very well. You know, maybe you can sew. Let's now sit down and say, okay, now community, African women, what can we now do to empower ourselves as women? We cannot just wait for, oh, help us, help us, help us, government of Germany. Or let the men help us. Us as women, we hold the family together. We must now sit down and say, how can we use this empowerment day? Of course, yeah, colonialism, this, that, they talked about a lot of things, but at the end of the day, how can we empower ourselves as women, African women in Ham?